Helping Habitat. Think about the most recent major storm that you or someone you know experienced. How did this storm affect people and the landscape after it was over? The area around you once contained tall, mature pine trees up until 2021, but now is a mix of meadow and shrubby woodland dotted with tipped over and broken tree trunks. Extreme winds from a microburst storm in 2021 left behind broken branches and tipped over trees across this area and several other trails. Evidence of this storm will remain on the landscape for many years. Invasive plants, which often lack natural predators or competition, are some of the first species to take root after a soil disturbance like a storm. Mass Audubon's land management strategy will allow more native woody shrubs and young trees to thrive in this area over time, while preventing invasive plants from disturbing the delicate balance. This microburst wasn't the first severe storm to hit Pleasant Valley, and it won't be the last. As the regional climate warms, the processes that create our day-to-day weather are intensifying. This means that storms are becoming more erratic and extreme. To learn more about how you can help fight climate change, visit massaudubon.org/climate. To reach the next stop, continue down the trail. The crushed stone surface will become a boardwalk 40 feet from the previous stop. The boardwalk will remain level or gently sloping, but the wetland beneath the boardwalk will range from a few inches below you to over 3 feet in some areas. 80 feet after the boardwalk begins, there will be a junction where one path curves to the left and another continues straight. To remain on the tour, continue straight for 130 feet. The next stop is located at the farthest point of the observation deck, which is a dead end. As you move along the edge of Pike's Pond, listen for frogs and red-winged blackbirds. You may even hear the clattering call of a belted kingfisher over the pond. You are approximately halfway through the tour.